China is one of the 8 countries in Asia where bird flu has flared up this season. It's also appeared in the Middle East. The World Health Organization fears the virus could touch off the next global flu pandemic. Some countries in Asia have made heroic efforts to stamp it out, but WHO officials say the world is years away from controlling bird flu. NPR's Richard Knox recently visited Vietnam to find out why it's so hard to get rid of bird flu.
A traditional song welcomes several hundred farmers and their families to a rural meeting hall not far from Hanoi. They're here to learn how to stamp out bird flu. The message is everywhere they look.
What does that sign say?
It says that when you find your poultry having symptoms, please inform to the local authority.
Meetings like this happen all over Vietnam all the time. That plus door-to-door vaccination of poultry have paid off. Vietnam had no reports of bird flu in birds or people for all of 2006. But there's still reason to worry. Don Douglas is an American consultant in Vietnam.
This is the season that everybody's concerned about, and everybody holds their breath in the avian flu community with each passing flu season.
And this month, bird flu did come back in Vietnam. In January, there have been 8 large outbreaks, all in the Mekong Delta in the south. The nation's 40 million ducks are mostly to blame. Ducks can spread the virus around without showing symptoms, and a moratorium on duck hatchings didn't work. Orders to keep ducks penned up and out of rice paddies didn't work either.
Rice production and duck raising have been hand in hand for, you know, hundreds of years.
Juan Lubroth is the lead bird flu expert of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. He says the ban on duck roaming made some farmers cover up the fact their flocks were loose. Since the ducks weren't registered, they didn't get vaccinated.
What has happened with the ban, those ducks that are, let's say, quote-unquote, underground, are not protected, and that's where we have seen the outbreaks as of late.
But a much bigger problem is growing in Indonesia. Last year, it surpassed Vietnam in the number of humans who've died from bird flu, 62. After 5 new human cases and 4 deaths this month, Indonesian authorities say they'll ban the raising of backyard poultry in 8 provinces. But Juan Lubroth predicts Indonesia won't be able to stop people from keeping poultry.
So it's better for it in some ways to be out in the open and have positive measures such as improving hygiene, awareness, veterinary inspection at the markets, quality manufacturing of vaccines delivered to the village or urban areas where these backyard chickens are being raised.
Keiji Fukuda, the World Health Organization's global flu coordinator, says the outbreaks may be good in one way. They keep people motivated when prevention measures become a daily grind.
I think that the presence of avian influenza outbreaks has been an important spur. If there's a silver lining, that's it, I guess.
The Vietnamese don't need a spur. Their worry extends down to this prosperous farm north of Hanoi.
Could I ask your name?
Nguyen Văn Tích.
Nguyen Văn Tích.
Farmer Nguyen has more than 1,000 chickens and ducks and 50 pigs. He says his poultry have been vaccinated against avian influenza, or AI.
AI is a very big concern of my family because we invest quite a lot of capital in our poultry. And the AI is happening every year in the world. So that's the reason why it's a very big concern to me.
Nguyen's right to be concerned, especially over the next few weeks leading up to Tet, the Lunar New Year. Vietnamese often carry cages of live chickens for long distances so they can prepare Tet banquets in their ancestral villages. That's a good way to spread bird flu. Richard Knox, NPR News.